reading from the book of Sirach. Wisdom sings her own praises. Before her own people, she proclaims her glory. In the assembly of the Most High, she opens her mouth. In the presence of his host, she declares her worth. In the midst of her people, she shall be exalted and shall be revered in the holy assembly. In the multitude of the elect, she shall be praised, and among the blessed, she shall be blessed. I spread out my branches like a terebinth, my branches so bright and so graceful. I bud forth the lights like the vine. My blossoms become fruit fair and rich. I am the mother of fair love, of fear, of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace of way and of truth. In me all hope of life and strength. Come to me, all you that yearn for me, and be filled with my fruits. You will remember me as sweeter than honey, better to have than the honeycomb. He who eats of me will hunger still. He who drinks of me will thirst for more. He who obeys me will not be put to shame. He who serves me will never fail. Verbum Domini.
Nothing those who fear him. The might suffer want and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no blessing.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Brothers, while we were not yet of age, we were like slaves, subordinated to the elements of the world. But when the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. The proof that you are sons is the fact that God has sent forth into our hearts the Spirit of his Son, which cries out, Abba, Father. You are no longer a slave, but a son. And the fact that you are a son makes you an heir by God's design. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi Domine.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Verbum Domini.
For over 800 years, Franciscans have striven to be like Jesus, obeying the church, illuminating the gospel through works of charity, evangelizing and instructing people in the faith. But this great movement, begun by God through our Holy Father, St. Francis, had very humble, simple beginnings. And as we see the poor, the humble Francis, who in his early days had this conversion, this encounter with Jesus Christ. And it was in this that he knew he was called to the humility of Jesus, the charity of Jesus. And this is an inspiration to each and every one of us, that we look to Jesus, that we see his example of charity and humility, and then we go out and illuminate the world with the Lord. And here, Francis, in his early days, him who had recently had a conversion, devoted his life to prayer. He had already renounced his possessions and had put himself under the providence of God the Father Almighty. And he was determined to be Jesus, to be consumed with Jesus so much that those who saw him saw Jesus Christ. And in his first outreach, was to the lepers. And Francis, for many years, was afraid of the lepers. But taking on the love of the Lord and being inspired by his example, Francis came to embrace the lepers. And he would often visit a leper colony. And near this leper colony was a small little church. Now, at this time, Francis, there was no followers. It was him and God. And he would come and to this little church called Our Lady of the Angels of Portiuncula, meaning little portion. And it was a church, a property owned by the Benedictines. And one day, while attending Mass there at Our Lady of the Angels of Portiuncula, Francis was listening to the gospel attentively, and he heard some very profound words from Jesus, words that would forever change his life. And in this gospel reading, Jesus was sending out the disciples. He says, go and of course, proclaim the kingdom of God, but go without a second tunic, without a walking stick, no coin, take no coin, no purse. And in hearing these words, Francis was determined to live like this. He would say, I want to live this. And so he did. And immediately upon hearing this gospel, Francis went out and gathered some cloth, sackcloth, and he made a habit, you know, with a hood. And it was very simple looking. And it looked like the garment of peasants, very much like it. St. Francis wanted to be one with the poor, with the weak. And from there, Francis, with his example of radiating Christ, would then attract followers. The first being Bernard of Cantivero, and Cantavella, and then eventually others came. And then, as we know, as the years go on, you know, many people would be drawn to this movement of our Holy Father Francis. But right there in this little chapel of Our Lady of the Angels of Portiuncula, it was a special place for St. Francis. Now, it was where he would go and worship, be with the Lord. And there, you know, he had a strong veneration, strong devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he was in awe of her example, of her love and her faith, her holy obedience. You know, that he would sing praises to God and, you know, thank the Lord for her. And as the years went by with St. Francis and his early followers, this little chapel was eventually given by the Benedictines to the Franciscans. It would happen around the year 1211. And then the friars there would now have their sort of headquarters or mother house. And it was at this place as well where the friars would come together for these large meetings, these gatherings called chapters. Around the year 1216, St. Francis requested from the Pope that there be a plenary indulgence given to those who visit this chapel, and that was granted to St. Francis and to the Franciscans, and now eventually extended to everyone. Well, there is where Francis also wanted to die, and is there where he passed in October 3rd, 1226. But hear from Francis. Francis, in this time of humble beginning, he having the call to go out and to rebuild the church. You know, this would seem like a huge weight. Now, when we look around this world of ours, we see many wonderful, beautiful things, marvels of God. At the same time, there is much chaos. You know, there are many evils around. And sometimes in the face of all this, we can kind of succumb to a little bit of despair. You know, we see, well, how can anything good come out of this? Well, as we know from St. Paul, that God makes good come out of everything. And this is when we are truly in love with the Lord. And this is when we are committed to Him. St. Francis, he was so consumed with the life of Jesus. He, in doing this, he made the life of Jesus his own. He lived in a world with problems much like ours. In politics, there were wars, there was fighting all over, you know, everything you can think of, immorality, you know, immodesty, you know, all of this, everything. But Francis, that didn't weigh him down. You know, in this rebuilding of the church, it started with him, with his own conversion, with his own prayer, his own time with God, and then his commitment to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that should be our inspiration in this day. Like St. Francis, in his humble beginnings, he had this devotion to the Blessed Virgin. It is the very foundation, the gospel, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Holy Eucharist, you know, that was a foundation of the early Franciscan order and still remains that way. This should be our foundation. Yeah, we all want change in the world, but the change begins with us and our own determination to live the gospel of Jesus Christ the Lord. And for Francis, again, having taken the life of Jesus, made it his own, making the word of God his own, he wanted people to see only Jesus in him. And as we see throughout his life, much like St. Paul, you know, it was not him that lived, but Jesus Christ the Lord that lived in him. And so for all of us today, inspired by the witness of St. Francis, of his love for Jesus Christ, of his radical willingness and desire to live the gospel, May we too always submit ourselves to Jesus, looking to his love, so that we also may no longer live, but Jesus Christ live totally in us. God bless you all.